Here was Perrianne Jones from the Canadian team, who was 10th overall today in Poland in the sprints, her best sprint result in skating. And great day for you, Perry. Congratulations. And, of course, Alex winning the men's race. Got a big day for Canada.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So tough conditions today in Poland, where snow has been scarce and temperatures have not been cooperating. How was the course today?
Well, as I'm sure everyone knows, it was a tough race for Poland to put on, but they really pulled it off yesterday when we were skiing around. Things weren't looking so good. It was pretty brown and there were some rocks, but it was significantly better today. And so they managed to do it. And yeah, it was pretty great race considering there's barely any snow.
Yeah, it seems to be the case for a number of venues. Italy had the same situation, and I think it was also in the Czech Republic. They also had some tough snow conditions. How was the course overall? Did you find it to be a tough course for passing, or was it?
Yeah, it was a really challenging course to pass on since there was very little snow. It was also very narrow. They you know, didn't make the course wider than it had to be.
Sure.
So it was a very challenging course to pass on. Definitely the best tactic was to get out in the one or two or three and just ski there for the whole race, because no one could really pass you unless they made a crazy move. That's kind of what happened in my semifinal, as I was a little bit slower off the start and just didn't get to the front fast enough. And then coming down, I was in sixth and I only managed to pass one person before coming into the finish, even though we had really great skis today, which was awesome. But yeah, it was a challenging course to get around people for sure.
Yeah, no, it looked like there only looked like a few spots, very few spots where you can make a move, and tight quarters. There were some crashes, of course, that we saw as well. Mm-hmm. Talk about your quarterfinal, because you were second to Keegan Randall, of course, and she's looking like the number one sprinter worldwide right now, and coming second to her has got to feel good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew Keegan was in my quarter, and so I just... I mean, I'm sure everyone would do it. You just got to get in behind Keegan, and then you're in a really good position. So I scrambled to get right behind her off the start, and then just skied behind her for the rest of it, and that worked out quite well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you basically just followed her around the course and just maintained your spot and came second in your quarter.
Yeah.
How are you feeling overall? Because I know you were sick before. You had a late start, but it looks like your form is coming on now really nicely. Would you say that's the case?
Yeah, and I've been feeling better and better the last few weeks, but I'd say the results just haven't been as good as I would have liked. And it's been really trying to to be patient and kind of go with things. And so this is a really nice kind of confidence booster to have this result and know that I can ski with these girls. I mean, I felt quite good in the sprint relay that Dasha and I did last weekend also. So I've had a lot of kind of little signs that things are coming along, but it's definitely nice to have a result on paper that shows that things are coming along also.
Yeah, no doubt. I know you guys have skied well and just missed out on the team sprint, and but of course, you know, this kind of result really builds the confidence, and it's great to see you and Dasha both making the heats.
Yeah, I think it bodes well for a month from now that we're both getting better and better as the season goes. And I mean, we've always been focused on February, so we're trying not to go too crazy. We're both going to sit out tomorrow and just focus on our training camp next week.
Okay, I was going to ask you about tomorrow if you were racing, so there's the answer there.
Yeah.
And I have to think that the whole energy on the team, which was, you know, probably somewhat a little bit, I guess, down at the beginning of the season, but since the Tour de Ski and now the whole energy on the team seems to be just going through a complete facelift, and, you know, the training and skiing you guys have been doing is starting to show, and of course your result today and Alex, it's got to be a good energy on the team overall.
Oh yeah, I think definitely things were a little rocky there at the beginning of the season for all of us, but now things are coming along, and we've all had a good result at one point or another. So, I mean, yeah, and Alex is skiing amazingly. So it's really great for the team, and we're in a much better spot overall, everyone. I mean, it's hard for the technicians and the coaches and the staff when we're not skiing as well as they know we can. So it's been pretty good the last few weeks to come turn things around.
Well, it's exciting. It's great to see, and we love to see you out there as well. And, you know, you're getting through your sickness, and the whole team just progressing. Great win for Alex. Nice result. Personal best for you. So thanks for spending time with us, Perry Ann, and all the best with the rest of the World Cup.
Yeah,
and, of
no
course,
problem.
Archie. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye, Benjamin.